The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 261. Leon, fashion always comes and goes, and soon, this will be out of style before you know it. Let's just buy one set. There's no need to buy so many, is there? Janice said, forcing out a smile. That's okay. I need some new additions to my wardrobe too, so why not buy a few more while we're at it? Leon said nonchalantly. But, Janice faltered at this. She wanted to change Leon's mind, but before she could say anything, Leon interjected, "No buts. Miss, can you help me pack these up and put them on my tab?" "Yes, sir." The salesgirl was overjoyed at this. This was her first time encountering a customer as generous as this one, and she quickly realized that this man was probably a billionaire. Upon realizing this, her attitude changed entirely, and she plastered a wide grin on her face. Then, as though afraid that Leon would change his mind at the next second, she disappeared to the counter with the clothes he ordered. Janice was utterly stunned by this sight. Now that the salesgirl already packed the clothes up, she could not possibly do anything to change Leon's mind. If she did, it would be humiliating to Leon, not to mention herself too. It was only a few thousand dollars. Besides, she and Leon were friends for so many years now, surely their friendship mattered more than the money. At the thought of this, Janice gritted her teeth and decided not to get hung up on it any further. "Sir, would you like to pay by card or any other payment method?" the salesgirl asked as her fingers flew across the cash register. "Keep them on hold first. We'd like to look around for a bit more, and add some other stuff to the tab," replied Leon. "What? Do you want to look around for a bit more? What else do you need to buy?" The color drained from Janice's face. She was already having trouble coming to terms with the money Leon spent within a matter of minutes, and she was concerned her wallet would not be able to survive the next few hits. "What's wrong, Janice? Didn't you say you wanted some new clothes too? I'm done with my shopping now, but you haven't, so of course, I'm going to buy you some too." Leon was a little puzzled by Janice's reaction. Oh, Janice's face flushed red as she realized she misunderstood his intentions. "Come on. Let's take a look around the women's department to see if anything catches your eye," Leon added, smiling. "No. There's no need. The clothes here don't suit me. I think it's better if we look somewhere else," she quickly said. She brought him into this expensive store, intending to buy him a nice suit to repay him for his help. However, Janice herself was always a sensible dresser and rarely splurged on expensive clothing, so she had the shock of her life seeing all these clothes, priced at several thousand dollars per piece. "How would you know that if you haven't even taken a look?" Leon grew even more puzzled at this. "He's right. Miss, why don't I bring you to the women's department, and you can try on a few items? If nothing suits you, you can always leave and check out the other stores then." The salesgirl piped up enthusiastically. She, realizing that Leon was probably a billionaire, did not want to lose this client just like that. If she could convince Janice to stay and purchase a few items, it would add greatly to her commission. Chapter 262. But, Janice could not think of any reason to reject the salesgirl's offer. Come on. Let's go take a look. Leon took her hand and dragged her toward the women's department. Seeing that there was no prying her way out of this, Jana sighed and relented. After all, she was already here, it would not hurt anyone to try on a few pieces. Even if they turned out to be out of her budget, she could always choose not to buy them. Janice walked into the women's department with this thought. Miss, these skirts and dresses are the newest additions to our store, I'm sure that the elegant design would look amazing on you, so feel free to try a few of them out, the sales girl chirruped, pointing at the row of sleek dresses in front of her. Janice was a little hesitant. Even though she knew that these clothes would not be cheap and that her wallet would probably not be able to handle the price tag, she was still a woman at heart and longed to try these beautiful pieces on. Can you grab a few popular ones for us to take a look at? Asked Leon. Of course, sir, the sales girl grinned as she picked out a few pieces. Janice, I think these would look good on you. Why don't you put them on for size? Leon said, smiling. All right. Janice was a little hesitant, but she kept telling herself that it would not hurt anybody to try the clothes on. Therefore, she strode into the fitting room. A few minutes later, she appeared again, dressed in the various outfits the sales girl picked out for her. The sales girl worked in this industry for some time and therefore, had a good eye for fashion. All the pieces she picked out were great matches for Janice's frame and complemented her perfectly. Miss, you're so gorgeous that everything looks amazing on you, the sales girl could not help exclaiming. Even though she exaggerated for the sake of business, a large part of her statement was still based on the truth. After all, Janice was a beautiful woman with a slender frame that naturally looked good in any clothing, because of this, she looked nothing short of a supermodel in these expensive dresses. Is that so? Janice's face lit up in delight. Like everyone else, she was a sucker for compliments. Of course. If you don't believe me, you should ask your boyfriend, the sales girl said, smiling. Boyfriend. Janice immediately snapped out of her happy trance and blushed. Oh, he's my college mate, not my boyfriend, oh. I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood, the sales girl said apologetically as she shot Janice a meaningful glance. She could tell that Leon and Janice were close, and even if Janice denied that he was her boyfriend, she could make a strong guess that he was one of her admirers. Besides, judging from how generously Leon behaved throughout, it would not be long until he won over her heart. Janice blushed an even deeper shade of scarlet. She knew that the sales girl probably did not believe her, but she did not know how to convince her otherwise. Seeing this, Leon quickly piped up, Janice, the sales girl is right. You look amazing in these clothes. Janice was tickled pink to hear Leon's praise, but she quickly grew sullen when she recalled the number on the price tag. Even the cheapest out of these clothes cost about $800, and some of them even bore five-figure price tags. Chapter 263. This was way out of her budget. I don't think it's that special. Never mind. Let's go check out some other store, Janice handed the clothes back to the sales girl after changing out of them. The smile froze on the sales girl's face as disappointment seeped through her heart. She hoped that a few of the items would catch Janice's attention, but on second thought, Janice was a gorgeous woman, and it was not surprising if Janice was considerably pickier when it came to fashion. At this thought, the salesgirl's face lit up as an idea popped into her head. She strode over to a clothing rack on the other side of the room and announced, "Miss, there's a beautiful dress here in the store. It's the brainchild of one of the most famous fashion designers in this country. Its quality is unsurpassable when it comes to fabric or design, and is one of the most beautiful items we have on display in this store." Leon and Janice turned to glance in her direction and came face to face with an intricately designed short dress with tasseled edges and pearl shoulder straps. The exquisite pearls dazzled under the store's light as though beckoning for Janice to try them on. "What a gorgeous dress!" Janice could not help exclaiming. "Miss, please let my friend try on this dress," said Leon. "The store did not usually allow people to try on such a tasteful dress willy-nilly, but considering that Leon was such a generous customer, it only took a moment's hesitation before the salesgirl decided to abide by his request. "That's okay, Leon." Janice shook her head. She could tell that this dress was one of the finest in the store, and it was impossible that she could afford it. "It wouldn't hurt to try it on, would it?" Leon replied, smiling. Well, Janice found it difficult to turn this down. She never tried on such a beautiful dress before, and she was curious as to how she would look in it. Besides, beautiful clothes like this were almost irresistible to any woman, and finally, she could not stand it anymore and decided to take the dress from the salesgirl. After a short while, she emerged from the fitting room in the dress. Her entire being seemed to radiate grace and charm. It was as though this dress was tailored just for her, sliding over her curves gracefully yet not revealing anything. The color complemented her skin tone and features so beautifully that it was as though she sparkled underneath the lights. "You look stunning," Leon gasped. Even though Janice was a beautiful girl, she still faltered when it came to grace and confidence, especially when compared side by side to Iris or Cynthia. At most, one could agree that her beauty was on par with Lily or Ariel. However, this dress seemed to elevate all her assets. "What a beautiful woman!" Some of the customers in the store stopped in their tracks to admire her. The men's eyes all lit up with longing and adoration, whereas the women seethed with envy. "Does it look that good on me, Leon?" Janice could tell from everyone's reaction that this dress was far more amazing than she initially thought. "Yes. This dress is made for you. Let's buy it." Leon nodded. "What?" Janice gasped in horror. She checked the price tag in the fitting room just now, and almost fainted at the figure. This dress cost almost $10,000. This was no longer a question of whether her wallet would be able to take the hit. She could not even afford this dress at all. Chapter 264. "Miss, please add this dress as well as the other clothes Janice has tried on to the bill. I'll take all of them," Leon declared confidently. "Yes, sir. I'll put it on your tab right now." The salesgirl was absolutely over the moon. She quickly placed the clothes into a paper bag, the grin on her face so wide it was as though her cheeks would split apart at any moment. "Wait, miss. I don't want any of them." Janice quickly stepped forward to stop her. "Janice, You look amazing in these clothes. Why would you not want them? Leon was puzzled by this. Janice's face was red with embarrassment, but she could no longer hide her humiliation. She whispered to him, I don't have that much money, no money, the color drained from the salesgirl's face. She thought Leon was a wealthy man from how generously he acted just now, but now, she seemed to come to the realization that these two fooled her all along. Sir, do you still want these clothes? She asked, the smile frozen on her face. As a well-trained sales attendant in a high-end fashion store, no matter how furious she was, she could not lose her temper with any of her customers. Of course we do. Leon answered without a moment's hesitation. Have you gone insane, Leon? These clothes cost tens of thousands of dollars in total, I can't afford them at all, Janice lost her cool. She could not understand why Leon still tried to put on a show at this point. Don't worry, I can afford it. Miss, I'll pay by card. Leon said, smiling, as he handed his bank card to the salesgirl. The salesgirl's face lit up with delight when she recognized the River City Bank's credit card. The fact that Leon possessed this card proved that he was of an exceptionally wealthy background, so he could easily afford to pay the bill. Although she still could not understand why Janice acted so strangely, the salesgirl decided to ignore it and instead took the card from him. Janice was stunned as she watched Leon swipe the card. Leon, these clothes cost tens of thousands of dollars. Where did you get all this money from? She was familiar with Leon's background. He was an orphan since birth, and not long ago, he went through a divorce and was kicked out of his ex-wife's house with nothing in his name. She thought Leon probably had, at most, a few thousand dollars to get on by, but never in her wildest dreams did she think he would be able to afford this huge sum without even blinking an eye. This was unbelievable. I got involved in stone gambling a while ago and managed to make some good money out of it, Leon finally replied after some hesitation. He did not want to explain too much to Janice, considering that it involved too many technicalities, so he decided to gloss it over. What's stone gambling? Janice asked blankly. She never got involved in any related industries before, so it was not surprising that she never heard of this before. Well, it involves a lot of luck. It's just like buying a lottery ticket, you spend a few thousand dollars buying a mineral rock, and if it turns out to be a valuable jade or gemstone, you'll be able to turn a profit overnight. Leon tried to explain it as briefly as he could. Isn't this gambling? The color drained from Janice's face. She did not know that this was. She was not sure if it was a legitimate career and thought Leon got involved in something against the law. Leon, gambling's dangerous. Please listen to me, you should never ever try something like this again. Chapter 265. Janice's face was etched with worry, hoping that Leon would take her advice and snap out of this before it was too late. Leon did not know how to react to this. He could tell that Janice misunderstood the nature of his job, but he knew that she just tried to help, so he did not try to go against her. All right. I promise I won't do it again, he said, smiling. The only reason he got into the business was that he tried to establish the energy convergence circle, and he knew that this industry was not what it seemed on the outside, If he were to get involved even more and other people discovered that he was able to sense the rock's spiritual energy, the consequences would be dire. If that happened, he could not even guarantee his safety. Therefore, that was the first and last time he ever attempted to gamble on gemstones, and he never once hoped this business would bring him wealth. That's good. Janice was relieved to hear this. A split second later, however, she seemed to recall something and added, "Even though you made some good money, Leon, you should spend it on something that would bring a greater return, like a car or a house. Considering you have neither of those, you'll probably need the money sooner than you think. You shouldn't spend it on material things like clothes. Don't worry, I can always earn the money again, so please don't worry about me," Leon reassured her. Now that Iris already promised to give him 10% of the company's annual bonus, he could easily get $4 or $5 million into his pocket every year. Therefore, the few thousand dollars he would be spending on clothing that day did not matter much at all. "How can you say that? You're not from a wealthy background at all, and it's outrageous for you to spend several thousand dollars just like this. Why not you keep the clothes for yourself, while I return mine? I wouldn't want you to spend so much money on me," Janice said apprehensively. She did not know how much Leon earned from his last trade at all. She thought he earned a few hundred thousand dollars, but unbeknownst to her, Leon brought home $14 million that day. Leon was her friend and, knowing that he did not possess any plans for his future, she wanted to teach him a lesson about being sensible with money. However, Leon was sure she would not act this way if she knew the truth. Seeing that she was about to storm to the counter to stop the sales girl, Leon quickly grabbed her arm and protested, "Listen to me, Janice. I've always been grateful to you for taking care of me while we were in college together, and besides, we're friends. These clothes are just a thank you gift from me, and I truly hope you'll accept them. I'll be disappointed if you don't. But these clothes are too expensive, I can't possibly take them," Janice shook her head, but Leon interrupted her before she could finish her sentence, "Nothing matters more to me than our friendship. Are you saying that you never thought of me as a friend, like Dominic and the rest? What are you talking about? I've always treated you like a friend," Janice said, annoyed. "Well, that settles it. Let's go, then." Leon dragged her out of the store without even waiting for her reply. "Thank you, Leon," she said, sighing after they left the store. She knew Leon did not hail from a wealthy family and did not intend to accept such a hefty gift from him, but since Leon insisted, she did not want to continue rejecting him for fear of hurting his dignity. "We're friends, you don't have to be so courteous with me. Besides, there's no guarantee about the future. Perhaps I might even need your help next time," he said jokingly. "Don't worry, if you need anything, I'll always help. Even if it means I need to feed and clothe you." Chapter 266. Janice chuckled as she said this, but after a moment, she realized how her statement could be easily misunderstood, and blushed in embarrassment. Leon did not take it too seriously at all and instead pointed at a cosmetic store a short distance away from them. "Didn't you want to buy some makeup too, Janice? That store over there looks nice, why don't we go take a look?" All right. Janice agreed, and the two of them strode over together. This was a chain cosmetics store that mainly sold mid and high-end makeup products, including well-known international brands that featured skincare products, perfume, and cosmeceutical products as well. The two of them walked into the store. Perhaps it was a Saturday, but the entire store was packed with people, and the mere few sales assistants available seemed to be overwhelmed by the crowd. Leon and Janice circled the store a few times, but even then, no sales assistant came up to attend to them. After walking around the store for a while more, the two of them finally caught sight of a sales girl who was free and walked up to her. "Hello, I'm looking for a foundation with good moisturizing properties. Do you have any recommendations?" Janice asked politely. "The products are all labeled with descriptions and their respective prices. You should go take a look yourselves. You can come to me after you've made a decision." The sales girl was a little annoyed, considering that she just sat down for a quick sip of water during her busy shift. Not only that, but makeup was different from clothes. Makeup came in varieties suited for different skin tones that required meticulous explanation. Due to the crowd, she did not have the time or patience to explain every last detail to Janice. Leon and Janice could understand how flustered she was and did not get mad at all. "I hear that Elegante Group is good. I think we'd like to take a look at their products," Leon said, smiling. Since he was the manufacturer of Elegante Group's products, he knew that their effectiveness was on par with many renowned international brands, and intended to recommend some of their products to Janice. "Elegante Group's products have been popular over the last few days, and we're almost sold out except for 2 or 3 units left. Come with me." Despite feeling a little annoyed, the sales girl still led Leon and Janice to a display rack with 3 sets of Elegante Group's products on it. Each set costs $1,700. "Are you paying by card?" the sales girl asked curtly. "What? $1,700? Why is it so expensive?" Leon's jaw dropped. "That doesn't seem too expensive. A lot of international brands cost a few $100s for just a single product, much less the entire set." Janice shot him a puzzled look. Elegante Group rose steadily in popularity over the last few days, and even Janice heard of their products. Even though $1,700 was not cheap, it was considerably better than most international brands, not to mention Elegante Group's products bore a good reputation. This was not what she was confused about, though. She could not understand why Leon was so shocked by the price of these products when just a few minutes ago, he barely batted an eye when paying tens of thousands for clothes. Of course, Janice did not know that Leon was not shocked by the price, but by how much the product's profit margin was. Leon was the one who manufactured all of Elegante Group's products, so he knew that the factory price of each product was only a little over $500. Chapter 267. According to his calculations, the final suggested selling price would only be $1,000, at most, but now, this store was selling it at $1,700, so how could he not be shocked by the price? "You call this expensive? What a joke. If you're so broke you can't afford anything in here, don't step into the store," the sales girl scowled at him. She was very clear in warning them not to disturb her unless they genuinely wanted to buy a product, and now that he wasted her time, she could not help feeling infuriated. Leon was a little sheepish at this. There was still about $10 million in his bank account, and truth be told, a few thousand dollars did not matter much to him at all. He was just a little shocked at the difference between the factory and final selling prices, and could not seem to figure out what went wrong. After all, Elegante Group sold each set to Wick Group at $400 apiece, and the only explanation for this outrageous price that was Wick Group hiked up the profit margin. If this was true, Wick Group was being greedy beyond measure. My dear, Elegante Group's products have been making waves in our city for the past few days. Can you buy me their products to try out? Of course, my love. Anything you want. All of a sudden, a young couple strode into the store. Miss, we'd like a set of Elegante Group's skincare products, the man said to the sales girl. $1,700 per set. Would you like to pay by card or others? The sales girl replied robotically. What? $1,700? The girl was shocked to hear this as a look of disapproval crossed her face. I was at another shopping complex with my best friend the other day, and each set only costs a little over $900. But you're selling it at $1,700. That's daylight robbery. The man, who was just about to swipe his card, was displeased to hear this. Hey, it's fine if you want to sell it at a few hundred dollars higher, but this is almost double the price, that's atrocious. The sales girl, who already fumed at Leon's outburst, finally could not hold it in any longer. She snapped, "Well, if you can't afford it, get out of here and find someplace else you can. We've already been to other places, and they're all sold out. If it wasn't for the fact you're the only store in town that still stocks it, we wouldn't even come here." The girl was irked by this. She was always bothered by her freckles, and a few days ago, she overheard from her friend that Elegante Group sold a product that could fade freckles, and she was excited to try it out. Well, take it or leave it. Elegante Group's products have been all the rage recently, and it's sold out everywhere, that's why the price is marked up so high. We're the only place in town that still has it, and even then, we only have 3 sets left. It costs $1,700, take it or leave it, the sales girl snarled. The couple were both seething with rage, but they knew there was nothing else they could do. Well, I'll be. Leon quickly put 2 and 2 together. Since other places sold it at $900, it meant that Wick Group did not mark up the price too much at all. Instead, it was probably this particular store's fault. They realized how in demand the products were and deliberately hiked up the price to make a greater profit. It was daylight robbery. That's right, take it or leave it. All of a sudden, someone snickered from behind them. Chapter 268. Brody and Marilyn made their way toward them, his arms wrapped intricately around her waist. It was a while since Leon saw Marilyn, and at first glance, he could tell that she gained weight. Even though she was wearing loose clothing in an attempt to hide her figure, one could not deny the fact that she was heavily pregnant. Mr. Sullivan, I didn't know you'd be coming. The sales girl's attitude changed entirely as soon as she saw him. I'm here on a surprise inspection. Brody's expression was just as haughty and arrogant as ever. This department store belonged to Sullivan Enterprises, and all the branches in Springfield City were under his supervision as he was the manager overseeing their operations. "What's going on? What happened here?" he asked. "Mr. Sullivan, these people wanted to buy skincare products from Elegante Group yet were complaining about its prices. They were causing a scene," the salesgirl said, pointing at Leon and the rest with a disgusted look. "Who dares stir up trouble on my watch?" Brody scoffed as he glanced in the direction the salesgirl was pointing and came face to face with Janice. Janice's rosy lips and dainty features made her stand out easily from the crowd, and the short, tasseled dress she was wearing hugged her curves perfectly. Her long, slender legs, covered in sheer stockings, ended in a pair of coffee-colored open, toe sandals that emanated both elegance and a hint of sexiness. Her beautiful looks easily tugged at other people's heartstrings, and it was no wonder Brody noticed her at first glance and could not tear his eyes away. What a beautiful woman! A glimmer of lust flashed through Brody's eyes. As the heir to the Sullivan Enterprises, he grew up in wealth and power, and therefore had his fair share of experience with young, pretty women. Despite that, this was his first time being so up close with someone as stunning as Janice. Even though Marilyn was not too shabby herself, she faltered significantly next to Janice. "Enough." Janice was uncomfortable at the look in Brody's eyes. Not only did Brody take no notice of her warning, but the irritation on her face stirred up another level of temptation within him. Even though he did not know whether this gorgeous woman belonged to anyone, he was willing to pay a little extra to get his hands on her. As he thought this, Brody instinctively glanced at the man standing next to Janice and was stunned to realize it was none other than Leon. "I can't believe it's you, Leon Wolf." The last time he saw Leon was at the flea market when Leon beat him up so badly that he broke his leg. He just recovered from his injuries not too long ago, and even now, he still walked with a slight limp. Because of this, his hatred toward Leon ran even deeper than before. "What a coincidence, Brody Sullivan," Leon said coldly. Even though he moved on from Marilyn's betrayal and accepted the fact that they no longer shared a future, that did not mean the same for Brody. This man stole his wife, so how could he forgive and forget so easily? "Who's that, Leon? Do you know him?" Janice was surprised to discover that not only did Leon and Brody know each other, but they seemed to go way back. Chapter 269. "This is my ex, wife and the bastard she slept with," Leon replied calmly without a single hint of anger or emotion stirring within him. "Oh." Janice was stunned by this. She heard of Marilyn and Leon's messy divorce, and could not help feeling disgusted at Leon's mistreatment. Even though she was a shy and introverted person, she still could not help feeling angry on Leon's behalf, and the expression on her face immediately turned hostile. "Leon, I never thought that you'd find another woman so soon after our divorce. I guess I underestimated your ability to fawn over women and trick them." Marilyn was fuming at this. She was certain that Leon would get on horribly after their divorce and would never be able to find a mate again, but to her surprise, he got involved with one of the most beautiful women in town, Iris Young. Not only that, but now, he seemed to be dating another extremely attractive woman. Both of them were substantially prettier than her, and she was bitter over this. "You must be joking, my dear Mary. This woman is so gorgeous, how can she possibly be Leon's new girlfriend? You certainly overestimated him." Brody jeered. Janice was even more beautiful than some of the celebrities on the big screen, and surely, she would have an array of admirers to choose from, so how could she possibly pick a good, for, nothing like Leon over them? "You're right, Leon Wolf would never be able to find a girlfriend." Marilyn nodded and immediately felt a lot better. She had a strong guess that Janice, like Iris, was probably just friends with Leon, and they were not necessarily dating. "What do you mean, Leon will never be able to find a girlfriend? I'm his girlfriend." Janice glowered at them as she reached out to take Leon's arm. "Janice," Leon's heart leaped into his throat when he felt the warmth of Janice's skin on his. He turned to stare at her incredulously. When he saw Janice winking at him secretively, he knew immediately what she tried to do. "Thank you, kind lady, for leaving Leon for someone else. Otherwise, I'd never be able to find such a handsome, thoughtful man like him," she said to Marilyn. With that, she even laid her head gently against Leon's shoulder in spite. This is impossible," both Marilyn and Brody seethed with rage. Since Janice admitted that she was Leon's girlfriend, there was no way this could be fake. In Marilyn's opinion, she would not mind if Leon found a new, average-looking girlfriend that she could easily parade over, but the problem was, Janice was far more beautiful than her and surpassed her in almost everything. It was as though someone slapped her right across her face. Brody, on the other hand, did not feel any better. He was confident that he was far better than Leon in every department, but now, Leon's new girlfriend was even prettier than his wife. One could only imagine his horror. Not only that, but for a split second, he could not help feeling disgusted at his wife. "Ignore them, Janice. Let's go." Chapter 270. Leon, with his arm still wrapped around Janice's waist, was about to turn and leave. After all, he already moved past his divorce, and Janice already helped him win his pride back in front of Marilyn and Brody. There was no point lingering on this issue any longer. "Wait, we haven't bought anything yet," Janice whispered in a soft voice that tingled his ears. "The products here are too expensive, we don't have to buy anything. If you want to get something from Elegante Group, I can always get my hands on them. I'll even get you two," he replied, smiling. Since he was the manufacturer of Elegante Group's products, he knew that he could easily add more serum into the products to make them more effective before gifting them to Janice. "No, I want this. It only costs $1,700. Miss, please give me a set of this," she declared. She knew that she could not back down. $1,700 was not even that much, and she could easily afford it if it meant Leon could win back his dignity in front of Marilyn. Leon hesitated for a moment, then realized that Janice tried to help him, so he did not try to stop her anymore. After all, $1,700 meant nothing to him. "That won't be enough. The price has gone up now, and it costs $17,000 now," Brody said, sneering. He could not allow Leon to walk away in triumph. "What? $17,000? What the hell are you talking about? Janice's jaw dropped. Double. 34,000. Brody brandished two fingers at them gleefully. How dare you, Brody Sullivan? How dare you raise the price just like that? Leon snapped, his face dark. Triple. $51,000. Brody stuck out another finger without even acknowledging Leon. You, Janice was so outraged that her entire face turned scarlet, but she knew there was no winning this. Never mind, Leon. I don't want this anymore. Let's leave. She tugged on his arm, intending to end this. No. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and once I'm done with him, we'll see who's laughing. Leon was irate. He did not intend to show Brody up before this, but Brody's deliberate raising of the price ruffled his feathers. Are you going to fight me? In your dreams, Leon. This department store belongs to my company, and I'm the manager overseeing the branches, so I call the shots here. How are you going to win against me? Brody cackled, his eyes glinting with triumph. As long as he refused to, Leon would never be able to get his hands on the products he wanted, no matter how much money he offered. Don't be rash, Leon. There's no way you'll win this, Janice said anxiously. She could not help feeling a little guilty for this. If she did not try to show Marilyn and Brody up, none of this would have happened. She was worried that Leon would be humiliated even more by this encounter. Leon patted her hand in reassurance, then turned to gaze at Brody. You shouldn't get your hopes up, Brody. Even though this store belongs to Sullivan Enterprises, none of the products, especially not Elegante Group's, belongs to you. Now that this branch has deliberately hiked up the price to atrocious levels, I'll report this incident to the product distribution department, and we'll see what happens.